Why most of the cafe zions? We saw so far the two types of makas. The maka which is moitzi dam, vade moitzi dam, is maka which is not vade moitzi dam. And the shadow is exactly in terms of the exact hagdara. What does it mean that it's moitzi dam? Was it? It's not moitzi dam. So chazanishin simen pei beis of katan aleph gives hagdara. You know, this is very negay when you sign a lady to a bodeket. Pei beis. So Katanal, the cousins discusses exact get. It's very negay when you send a lady to a bodeket, so they write a note, and they have to write what type of maka we're talking about. Is there maka which is moitzi dam, not moitzi dam, is it, and what it is. So obviously if it's bleeding, you look at the maka and you see it's bleeding, that's obviously a maka which is moitzi dam. You see that it's bleeding. The question is, many times she could look in and you don't see whether there's dam coming out now or not. It looks like very, very red, but you don't see if it takes moitzi dam right now or not. So Chazan says you could touch it very lightly. If you touch it very lightly and dam comes out, so that also would be considered moitzi dam. Because what's the shah of it? The shah is a b'shas tashmish, right? B'shas tashmish, the Eretz against it. When dealing with bedika, so also you touch it, so being that you touch it, so therefore that also would be considered moitzi dam. Because a little burr, it has to be. We only do it lightly, and then whatever. And if you don't really have the rules, you get a little nervous. Maybe before it wasn't, now it is. Now maybe it was close to it, and now you press too hard. Maybe before it wasn't moitzi dam, and now it is moitzi dam. So therefore, only if it's going to be in the gear kala, then it's going to be moitzi dam. If it's not, then it would not be considered. Moitzi dam. Yeah, now it's important if a lady has a chashash maka not to wait around a couple of days for a couple of reasons. Number one is a lot of times the makas are very small and they heal pretty quickly. So therefore, sometimes it can heal. Therefore, if you have like a tiny dot, which might be a maka, it's good to get checked out if we wait around too long, because maybe she's going to have a full shalema and you're not going to be able to tell. Now, what does come up is that sometimes, are you able to be totally my freya or not? For example, she did a bedika, was no good. And then Monday, bedika was good. She started signing camp Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday was no good. And then he sent to bedeket, and the bedeket said that there was a maka over there. So can we now go back to a couple of days and say, oh, there always was a maka. And being that there always was a maka, then it's going to be considered okay. What's the Yisrael Shai? Yisrael Shai is on one hand. Well, time number one is that, well, if there was a maka, how did she get 2 days in between being good? Maybe the mashmaya says that every time she's going around, she's touching it, so maybe there wasn't a maka, now we got a maka. And being that right now we got a maka, so therefore, right now you developed a maka, so therefore maybe you shouldn't be able to be toila the mafreya. And it definitely should be the pashtus that we don't know. Maybe you keep on doing bedikas over there, that's why the maka developed, and therefore you should not be able to tell the mafreya. If the bodeket is willing to say, I see this maka is not a fresh maka, it's 5 days old, or whatever it is, she has the confidence to say such a thing, then Enochanami would be told, Enochanami is true. She's saying this maka is not from today, it's from 4 days ago. So then Enochanami, then that would be enough, and you would be able to tell them our freya. But if they're not sure, then you're not able to tell them our freya. What do you say? She has an amanus. She's from Yid, and she has an amanus. Now, in terms of Bedekis' I'm not on tape, am I? Pause a second. What? It's not a medical. The doctor might not see a maka. It's not a medical training, and just because you go to a regular doctor and he says I don't see anything doesn't mean that there's not going to be a maka. It is a certain training you have to have in order to see whether there's a maka or not. There are some Rabbanim who are fact fake on some of the bodekases, and they say, like, how could it be? Every time they send to bodeka, they always find a maka. And I went to the whole share. Like, we once had, like, a whole bunch of Rabbanim. We went to, let's say, because I was really ready, like, to go into a certain person, giving us certain shirim on certain topics. So his first share was on bodekases. That was his first share. And his bikach was that the bodekases don't find the maka, they make the maka. and Kitzur being a fact pick, and you can't be simich. I'm saying I have got purpose, or whatever. It's a nice business, Well, it's okay. Well, Akbar Maisa Rave Maisa R. Samachan. Our samach on the various bodakas. You know, this one I have one person samach on. Kill. But the ma'aser rabbi Meir Ariel, the ma'aser our samach on bodakas. The ma'aser when we're saying the bodakas, there's a good reason why. You know, she said hefsa is good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stay 7, and there's a thing on the side. Like you don't need a rocket scientist to figure out that probably is going to be a maka. I'll get that in a second. And therefore, the ma'aser rabbi Meir Ariel, the ma'aser yes samach on bodakas. There's a very big difference between bodakas. In terms of like, it's time for experience. That's in terms of like, you know, like I said, a lot of times when you're saying something, you know, probably is maka, right? 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 is good. 8, 7 is if there's a thing on the side. It's sort of screaming that there is maka there, and it sort of tells you that. But there are some which are better than others. You know, there's one which in general, whatever. There are some which are better than others, and I'm not getting into names. I'm not getting to names because you ask your Rav and whatever. But don't just go to the local whatever, find out where to go to, because there are very big differences, and also couple this other thing, like whether Bintolim or Freya. So a lot of them say, I don't know, I'm not sure. They don't have the places to do it, or whatever. We have confidence, yeah, it's a week old, and you know, believe some Shiloh. If the bodega is not sure, I don't know when it was.
If it was a week old, then what happens? You can go to Freya.
So the bodega is telling me. No. I said no.
She was tummy for the last.
If she had a good half-six, she had day one. Now, day two, you had a bodega. Then it was no good. Day three was good. 4, 5, 6. Day seven now was no, whatever. It was no good. Now, could we go back to day two and make it to day seven? If the bodega is willing to say, yes, this is 5 days old with confidence. 5 days old? That's we spoke about. If she's confident to go back, I'm afraid, then yeah. And then, like I said, there are very different levels of bodakas where they're willing to do that. You know, a lot of them, whatever, there are some which are willing to have the confidence and before you go. Now, Havava, right. Now, Havava, when you have a maka, if you have a hefsik, it's not considered hefsik taira. A maka just makes it that we can cancel out the bedika. The pshada is that's nishkan bedika. Pshada is over three or what this comes from. But in terms of whether it has a shame bedika, Shabbai, Havava would not be considered.
Why can you cancel out that area?
The mice is not, hefsik taira has to be 100%, 1000%, right? We saw the chakos all the money maka, we run yellow. Why? That's to be maksik. Maksik. Ink is every maka. No, baby is not coming from the car. It's like, no, at the library, you don't know 100%. You don't know 100%. Therefore, we're not going to count it as a bedika, we're not going to count it as a hefsik. We're not going to count the bedika, we're not going to count it as a hefsik, but we would cancel it out. So therefore, you know, you would yes. And we would yes cancel it out, and therefore, therefore you should not wait too long. Now, in terms of. Yeah. The lady's never to say Yeshli Makim Vesim Makim Dam Yitzmi Man. A lady has a neman to say that she has a Makim Vesim Makim, which the dam comes from it. V'chem Ramli Barli Shein Dam Zamen. Okay, neman. It's the question is: are we able to make it go down? But are we able to make it to be make it and say it's dam Makim from experience without sending to Bodekas? So first discuss when the lady says something, and we discuss when the lady doesn't say anything. The lady says, she has a maka base, a maka base, and she says, I know the maka is coming out, and it's bleeding, and I feel it, and I know, and I'm honest. Why not? You know, she says, I know there's a maka, and you're going to be naman, the chayim pasuk mechaber and sevav. Vishmaitzin vav and vav zayin, there's two kashas on this. How's isha naman? He says, number one, that Tosfos asks in Gittin, why is isha naman to say that she's washing them a cup in need of safala, the chayra, it's a schazik isura. So Taisa says, since it's going to change, therefore it's not called schazik isura. But according to the fact, there's two kashas. That number one, by saying you have a maka, you're going to get a chesed aguf. We find it super that Isha has a chesed aguf. So there's a chazaka, lady doesn't have a maka. So how is a lady nemen to say that she has a maka? But you say makam, she's elach k'neged is chazik. It's k'neged in chesed aguf. Chesed aguf has a stack of chazaka. So why in the world would she go ahead and be naman to go k'neged a chazaka? That's question number one. Question number two, she might say is that the oid that rave damim we saw come from the makar, meaning that rave damim come from the makar. So Erecher can make it Rave shouldn't be Neman over here. She's going against the, she's saying I have a Makkah. Rave doesn't come from the Makar. So why is she Neman? Why is she Neman? Can I get the Rave? Erecher can make it Rave shouldn't be Neman. So Shmaitzim wants to say that the Yisrael Adav is that being that, no, what's the Shalom Sugah over here? The Shalom Sugah is that, is it Rave Damach Vestashmish or not? Is Rave Damach Vestashmish, or are we going to say it's a Makkah? So it's like the Shmaitzim, being that Namal, a lady, it's rave nashim don't see dam machas tashmish. Being that rave nashim don't see machas tashmish, so therefore you have a rave saying that it's not machas tashmish. Being a rave now it's saying machas tashmish. Where's the kasha? You have a chazak, chazagof. You have a chazak uradif. You have a rave saying that. Rav don't see Machus Tashus, therefore the Ruba Chazak Ruadev, therefore the Chesed Guf Shana V'Maka, the Rav would be against that. When he gave the Kasha, I Rav Dhamim Nakar, so he says, also, right, we have also Rav Nashim don't see Machus Tashus, since we have Rav Kanega Rav, therefore, but see if we're no money, she's number to say she has a Maka, and we're not going to make it a Rav Dhamim Machus Tashus. It's not going to be a Rav Dhamim Machus Tashus, because you have a Rav, can I get it? What? Okay, that's a very. But since Rav Dam, and therefore it's here for that, but see if that, that's the reason why she's going to be nemes. So the Ramad says also, brotherly shame dams up in a car. Let's say she doesn't have a Makkah. She says, I know this dam not come from a car. I know. Even though she doesn't know she has a Makkah, I just know this is not from a car. It definitely is not. Zak, the Ramah, you're going to be nemes. Now the Mesa can bring down that. It's not so pressured that, you know, why does it say, for the Gemara, Nitama Rama Shekhasa Gimba Echad, Lo Kasa Rak Dari Pupul, Zala Shani, Korva Dabba Inai, Beloi Kani Tami, Kimin Shemir, Shemagesh Bam, Beloi, Shalai Bai Damin Mekar, Rak Mat Stadim, she's going to be Naman, but it is only Shem Yishin Naman, it's only Bitor Tziruf, it wasn't Bitor Vadois. Therefore, the Gemara says that he doesn't, that's not going to be good. V'oid, why didn't the Gemara say, Why didn't the Gemara say this? Why mitam ula yisha in bekiya b'yinza? Maybe she's not baki. Kimi yisha taka b'dikol esim chinu la b'chei gavna. Chinu yiksas mukhim yashas. And nami she's not a makah, she's a gbani. The Gemara says she has a makah, but ula yisha in makam. She doesn't say, you know, without makah, she's not a manas. Therefore, they want to say only b'tsiruf another Kula, then you're able to be Mako, but Minastam you're not able to be Mako. Now let's say a lady that's Yom Zayin, and let's say Shabbos, and she's finding Dam on the side. The question is, in terms of, oh, just before that. So yes, before, in terms of, can we say based on her Pekias, it's not considered as Damaka, and it's not going to be considered Dam Nidus. And as it looks differently, or we have a chachaf on the side to do Rav Yashar and Shuva Aleph Pei Gimel has a very violent Shuva writing that he does not believe somebody in our generation, if there's some rabbi who was doing it, so he does not believe somebody in our generation would do such a thing. Right? We show him, we say we're not machmen bein dam ladam, and it's a terrible mistake to do such a thing, and it's a terrible avera, and he should write it down, and when Beis Mikdash comes, he has to ask the Sanhedrin whether you have to bring a chatas, or you have to bring Asham Tali, and he does not believe anyone could do such a thing. So if you're living in Chelik Yud, Dam Maka, saying you'd be mafking Dam with Dam. You say it's dirt, it's nothing to do with Dam, you know, or you see a nice purple thing, and you see that it's a thread that doesn't take up much of a kias. But when you're dealing with Dam, I mean mafking being Dam with Dam saying that this is different, they're saying he's mapping down madam without getting checked out. He doesn't know somebody would do such a thing, and the person should write it down and bring either a chata or Hashem Tali when the Sanhedrin comes. So, maybe Yud Kavmem Aleph also writes, he's shocked that such a thing is happening in Zerudar, that people were doing such a thing, and it's a tremendous pirtza, and the person must be stopped. And Avada, you cannot decide from yourself just based on the kiosk, already either Shem, so we're not Bucky, and Avada, you cannot be Mako without sending to a Pidekas. Shalei brings down also in Yud Kuf Mem that there was a certain rub which was saying, take alcohol and put it inside. And if you feel like it hurts, then you know it's a Makkah. Because that, you know, now you know the Makkah is reacting to the alcohol. Sheva Levi, Chu over there. There's Yud Kuf Mem and Yud Kuf Mem Aleph, two back to back. He says, like, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. You put alcohol, it's going to burn. Nothing to do with the Makkah, and about that definitely would not, would not be considered the eight says. Now the Mechaba discusses, if every time she checks, you find one place there's going to be dam, but not stadim. So the question is, are we able to be told and now say that we see that it's coming from the Makkah? You know, everything to do with is fine. We have a little bit on the side. We find that there's going to be a Makkah over there. Yeah, are we able to be Tayla or not? So Mechaber brings down. That there's going to be a cave, therefore you're going to be Mekel. So the first is, so this is something which we're going to do Bedika a bunch of times, see if it always comes down in the same place, and maybe be able to go ahead and Mekel. So first is what's called Kopam. So Sheva Levi and others is being down, that has to be three times. If it's three times we see it, then that's what's going. Then we see that they have a Makkah. And three times would be enough to be considered a haichach. Now, nechaku, the two in machlekesim in the sif, which sort of takes away the, makes it not so pasha to be samech. Number one, we have the shachet in sif hey. He's just talking about isha sheish levesh shlevesh das vesda. That's the only time we could be samech on it. Or it's tamizay able to go out and be samech on it. The taz what to say, it's only with sirif that you have a vest, shlevesh das vesda. Then you're able to go ahead and be samech on it. Mashenkein, if it's not in Mashenkein, Ishish in Levest, then Avada, you're not able to go ahead and be samech on it. Now the Kusei Kesef over is Chilik, and he says, when is that Kosher Midi? If you look at the Maria Yira, the Yinayin, the Chilah, the Maestas, the Isha, Bedeke, the Bechem, the Stokim, even though she doesn't know there's a Makas, most of them, since she's Magash, Bishas, Bedikam, she touches it, that it hurts her. And you don't find anything else, that's a chacha, comes from the side. And even Isha Shein Leves Kavua is going to be tar, that if you do a bidika and you find it on the side, the kosh came from Magish a cave, then you're able to go ahead and be Mekel. So the first shah is Mechlek Yishach and Taz, is what Isha Sheish Leves, Isha Shein Leves. The second Mechlek is that, is this talking about she knows she has a Makkah, we don't know if it's Maisi Dam or Stam. We don't know Bechlau, whether there's a Makkah or Bechlau or not. Basically, Tshuva brings down Sif Katalam Azayim from Tshuva's Nadi B'Mem Vav. Din Zahirich on Delil, Ish Yishlai Makkah Skinan. Zahir Sehir Vav. Shem Kasa of Talam Adam Makasa. Borer. Mashen Kain over here. It's not Maisi Dam. And Avad is talking about you know you have a Makkah. Just... it's not Maisi Dam. If you find three times in a row, Kosh, can you have a cave? You can be Samechana, but it's not going to be there. If you don't know if you have a Makkah, then you're not able to be Samech on this. The Aruch HaShulchan in Israel, he says, no, it's talking about even Isha Shein LaMakkah, you're able to, even if you don't know there's a Makkah, you're able to go ahead and Samech. So we get to be Samech on this Kula, basically we have two problems every single time. Number one, going to the Taz, what's the halacha? You need a vest. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, as we know what? No, according to the Nebiyah, you have to know you have a Makkah. You have to know you have a Makkah. So therefore, is in general, it's not going to be so Negea. Because she doesn't know that she has a Makkah. She doesn't have a Vest Kavua. Okay, that was Makkah. She might have a Vest Shem Shadashen. That's a good point. Like, as he's saying, that the Pesach Shul went to Samachan the Vest Shem Shadashen. So even according to the Taz, yeah, okay, that's good. You know, as according to the Taz, we do have the Vest Shem Shadashen. You know, there's day six in Zainakim. We have the Vest Shem Shadashen. So that's a nice Cheshbim. It's telling you have the Vest Shem Shadashen. The only thing we left, so back, the main problem we're going to have is Machlik is Pesach Shul was saying, like, the Nebi Yudah has to be that it's Dafka, you know there's a Makkah, but Dekash doesn't know there's a Makkah. So if she went on day, how do you know there's a Makkah? How do you know? So if day six there was a Makkah, and now it's day seven, okay, so maybe now we know there's a Makkah, and everything came out fine, you just see on the side. So then we know there's a Makkah. But in general, we don't really know that there's a Makkah. And if we all know there's a Makkah, so then it's not going to be Senegea. So the Maizah B'Shah Sadchak, The ma'aseh we do have arachas shochet b'samachan, even if she doesn't know this amaka. The kosher kind of hurts her, so she's like, there would be mokim to b'samachan it. That if come on, she's just a bit dakish, she checks a whole bunch of times and it comes out clean, and it's only going to be on the side. So then maybe she has to chak, able to go ahead and be mako. So just I'm trying to remember now as I'm talking. I just had a ma'aseh with this recently.
It works as a b'dika also.
What you say?
It's not a bad
b'dika. Don't be a bad b'dika. Saying.
Doesn't help.
So one second, I just had a ma'aseh with this. No, if you, sorry, I think it's a good baby. If it's only on the side, if everything's good and we had it right three times, we have a 100% proof, it could be a good sign of bedika. I mean, the mashmai sounds like it is a chur sign of bedika. So I just had a ma'aseh this recently. Ah, that's what it was. I sent the bedeket. The bedeket did not say that the makom was in dam, but it looks red.
What?
Looks red. It's reddish. Can't say it's a makom was in dam. It's a low burr.
Send it to the other bedeket.
low burr was mighty dam or not. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. So it was like on the side. So I think maybe we'll try to do Sivzain. Let's do Bedika. And let's just see if it comes on the side again. Let's do it three times. We know there's something around the side. Let's do Bedika and see what happens.
You can make it work.
What do you say?
Make the Makba work.
But so he did a Vedika. First time came on the side. Second time came out clean. And third time on the top. It's a late time, but it didn't go. But Akopanim, yeah. Anyhow, so basically, it's only going to be Shasar Chai because we have the Cheshbon of Vaita. You know, there's Machlokes whether. Number one, it wasn't also called Pam. So Bais Shulchan says it has to be like I've checked three times at three different times. Like, you know, at three different points. Like, you did like 3 minutes in a row each one. So maybe, there was blood, whatever. There's not a riot. It's just going to be three times in a row. Maybe there's blood from the blood came out, though. It's on the side. And you're just doing it three times on the side. I'll tell you, there's a Makkah. It has to be three different times also. So, you know, how exactly is one. I don't know. That's a video. But it has to be some type of thing in between. The only situation, it's after Shavuot, go to Bedeka. The place is weird. This is a common place. A girl who was abused. So, like, going to Bedeka brings back a lot of the trauma and whatever. You know, situations like that. That's where it could come up. Or well, we think there might be a maka. What do you mean?
She has to know there was a maka still.
That's the machlokes noyiv yudo
hachashulchan.
Saying there's shatz d'avaita. So you know it's a very shatz d'chak and whatever. Sometimes the issues, you know, the road is yet very long in those scenarios, and you know we try to be make as much as possible to. Okay, whatever. What do you say?
Did you say actually the
right day
for
decades? What are they doing to most?
They don't have
for decades.
North Carolina.
Fine. And SIF.
What are they doing?
Hold on, we're running out of time. SIF test, it says that if you did a pocket piece of the Rabbi Mizani, Nafadam, and the Srapis, and we tell us the Bible. And we tell us the Bible. Because the rest of Machas Tasha, I feel like Machas. And the Swap is man is there, the Ramban. Right, let's say we're not bucky, I do if we're not bucky. Before the Gemara Mew, you're not much in Semi Balak, if we're watch it, she's above it, it's like a gula. We're not going to make you get divorced. So the Shach brings down that the Chachir should not do this before. You shouldn't do it. And the Chachir shouldn't do it before. But yeah, if you did it, we're not going to get divorced, but the Chiyush shouldn't do it before. The piece of Shuvim example, the Nebi Yehuda, the Maisa, the Rif, Rosh, Rambam, the Rif, don't bring down a Bechlau, and they Bechlau don't want to be Semuch on it. They maybe even be Diyavah, they'd be Machmer, and say, maybe say, Bechlau, that's Shem, then here came. The Rif, the Rishem don't bring down this Eitzah. The Rif, Rambam, and Rosh don't bring it down. Therefore, they say, even be Diyavah, maybe they want to be Machmer, and it won't be Mutter. So, okay, fine. So, two very important things I have to discuss now is, see what we have time for. So first is the Amad and the Sevav. Now, my Sevav starts to bedek us a little bit. That's what I'm talking about, which is Moisi Dam, Zakta, Ramah, Bishaz Vesta, Ayin Abinus, Ayin Talibah Makasa. The Rishonim say, Bishaz Ayin Abinus, we're not Talibah Makasa. Why not? Them Kane, Loi Titmal Oilam. Now, which we have a right to go ahead and tell in a Makah. That's only in a situation where it's not our inabinus. Mashenkin, if it's in our inabinus, we can't go ahead and be mako kizim loy titma lo'ilam. And if we have the Ramah brings down. Ramah end of Sefai. The Shach brings down at the Rambam and Shach brings down from that commission against Jews. The Rambam and the Rajva Chalik. The Rajva is even Bishas Vesta, even though he's able to be mako, he'll be turning the Maka. In the Rambam, even though Daki Moshe says that, so she says the Rambam, but the Shach is not really the Rambam. The Rambam just brings a Lashon HaShas, and Yehuz is not really a Raya. But like among the Rajab is Chilik, Yechli Negi Kolopoiskim, Shach says that the Rajab is a Dasi Chido, can Negi Kolopoiskim, and therefore you can't go ahead and be Mekah. So first thing, that's some lumdus to the Rajab. Rajab says that you can make it even B'Shas Vesta. The Rishonim say you can't be Mekah B'Shas Vesta, Dimloik and Ishalit and Dimloilam. So how is the Rajab going to answer that Kasha? The Chorus is Reish Taka Taim. Well, because you can say Gitalin Makasa, so because you're always gonna go ahead and be Mako, because she can say she never ever is Tame. That's something which is impossible to be. So Chavis Das wants to say to answer the Kasha. The three times are Gashus, Sivkatin Av Chavis Das, there's Zera Gufa, Nifta Makara and Zivis Davalach. So it's like Gashus Priya Makas Davalach. Maybe you can't tell us down neither down Maka. The Maka is also the Makar we're talking about. So therefore, Enechnam is Mitar. But if she has a Goshas Zdeya Gufa, then about is Damidi. Because Dam Maka, you're not going to have a Zdeya Gufa. Mumelo, the Kasher on the Raj was, you're never going to be Tame. Yeah, you'll be Tame in a case where she's shaking and she has a Zdeya Gufa. Then that's the case where you be Tame, and that's the Yishuv to the Shidus of Raj. But the Devi Chaim in Alpha Amalei says, there's a different Taina. Why don't you say, it depends how much dam she sees. If she sees a ton of dam, we know it's not from the Makkah. The Makkah probably doesn't give us so much dam. If you see a little bit of dam, so then we will also be Taylor in the Makkah. So to say late to the Malahilam Lacher, it's not Avdavka true. We say she'll come to me in the case where she sees a lot of dam. So the Bichaim says the Tainan is that, then it's a Sat Devach Hashurim. How much is it? And it's not clear how much is it. Therefore, that's what the Tainan of the Rishonim is. The Raj was a no. She'll be Tame if a scenario is when there's a lot of dam, and the Rishonim didn't like that because they are that it's Masata Derech Lashurim, and therefore they wanted to go ahead and be Maka. So, Gabbanim, Shach says that the Raj is Yochel, Kenegad Asakol Opuskim, and Vada one has to be Machmer, and Vishas Vest, or in the Bainus, one has to be Maka. One has to be Machmer. So, in terms of what's considered a Vest, so what's with the Arzarua? Yeah, the Machman, the Arzarua, and that. So, you know, so some of the Machabers may know Masipik, maybe Arzarua. After Machman, but Pashas, we know Arzarua is just a Chumar Ba'alma, and Kipshuta, you're able to be Mekalon during the Zman of the Arzarua. Veshani Kavua also, during a Veshani Kavua also, one has the right to be Mekal. It's only when you have Vesh Kavua, or in a Bin is that you Machman, Mashenka, Veshani Kavua. Pesachur brings me down. I feel in the rest of the Yom HaVest, even as I am HaVest. Really shouldn't wear a macher Yom HaLamed Tameis. Is it really shouldn't after day 30 also you have to be machmer? It's not only just on the Lamed, right afterwards you have to be machmer. And then he speaks about after Yom HaShemini, then Yom HaTomasach Yom HaBidika V'Avsektara Yom Aleph M'Shem Nekim Naki Midam, Hesmi Naki Midam. And he says that, maybe he says, if you might guess, Dambam Menakar, then it could be Tevis Asvesta. If not, one has to be Machba. So this is a very big problem. And as we're coming out with saying, you already has a Makkah. B'shas 30 or by school, you cannot be Tevis in our Makkah. So, first, in terms of a lady has a Makkah, so on Yom HaVesta, so we're saying also, you can't be Tevis in a Makkah. So in terms of a lady has a Makkah, first, we remind a Bedika as much as possible. All the Vashenik rules, we should not do a Bedika. Because, right, if you tell them Makkahs, everything's Shani Machalikas, and we have to have a vest, and the whole Sugar is low borer, 100% to be told. It might still make him as that, but, you know, Quenchum Shid is only telling the Makkah if it's Vadim Mitzidam, therefore, if she has a Makkah, number one, all the vest Shani Kavuah, she's not going to be Dika. The problem is day 30. Is Aser Asher Tevdeik is not negotiable, or Yom or Veskvor, you have to go ahead and do Bedika. And I'm not saying that Isha goes and does a Bedika on Dei Lamed. You can't be toilet in the Makkah, because Dimloikim Le Titma Lo Ilam, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So this poses a very challenging issue, you know, in terms of what do you do with a lady on Yom Lamed who. There is a Makkah in terms of whether you're able to go ahead and be Tayla or not. Yeah, so others say, some would say that a different plan that. The pshat is that because it was nicker to the place that God is coming from the Makkah as opposed to coming from the Makkah, then you're able to go ahead and be maker. For example, if it's on the side and you have a Makkah on the side, you're pretty much clear that you know it matches up and it goes and it's going to be okay. And if it's nicker, then it's going to be makeup. But if it's taka suffolk, when it's clear, about the day 30, you're going to have to be much more machmer in a situation where it's not so clear. Right. In Sif Zayin discussed about in terms of the nemunas of daka. So this is a very important, you said it's like a sugya in terms of in general, in terms of how much we sumach on daka, in terms of whether daka have a nemunas or not. A lot of times we have shadows, let's say they go to a doctor for examination, and can you just tell the doctor, don't tell me if you see Dom. Don't tell me if you see Dom. Is that something which is one is allowed to do it or not allowed to do it? So first is, if the doctor is a nice firm yerid and he sees that there's Dom in your usher, so is he allowed to not tell you that he didn't see Dom? There's a chiv to tell you. I mean, if I know that you're, it's like, let's say you're eating a piece of chicken. I know, like, the place you bought it for. Well, I know it's treif, so I can't tell you. Oh, I'm not going to tell you. If he knows that you're usher and there's dam coming out of the makar and you're bleeding, and you're usher, so then it's not. He's not allowed to not tell you that he's seeing dam. And I'd rather be pasha to chiv that he would have a chiv to go ahead and tell you that he saw dam.
You know, a guy says a rule to them.
So Mechaber brings down the student Mechag Shoshanim, if you want to get a refuah from the doctor. So first shit is a Sefer Tshuma, you want to get a refuah. Before you're Mechzik, you're able to do it. After Mechzik, you're stopping Mechag Lismich, a refuah to do it. Are we able to do some Mechag Refuah? After you're Mechzik, are you able to do some Mechag Refuah or not? What's the Yisrael Shai? The Sefer Tshuva Kufay, hey, his Mazur is like this. He says that over here dealing with Erechad, maybe we never be surim. So before you're muchzik, you're able to go ahead and be made, and you're able to be made, and therefore you're going to be made and testify and say that it's mutter. Once it's muchzik already, so erechad can get a schazik yisura. It's not going to work. When it's chazik yisura, erechad is not going to be neman. So therefore, before it's muchzik, you're neman. Once it's muchzik, you're not going to be neman because can get a schazik yisura. What's the suffix? The suffix is being that we're dealing with Vesta Darabonin over here, the whole Ramach Sash, only Dindarabonin. So being that it's only a Dindarabonin, so therefore, maybe we could say, go ahead and be neman. And therefore, that's the suffix of the Sefer Tshuma. This is before you're neman mitam because erechad yisura. And once it's a chazaka, then here's a suffix. The second sheet that goes mainly yesh mishamata if a roofie is swell, we're going to be mako. Harif a goy we're not going to be neman unless it's nicker. We see that the goy says he held there. If it's nicker, that he held there. So then we can say we're going to goy. But in a stam, if it's not nicker, a goy would not have an emunus. Why would we have an emunus? Ashapim dibashav. Ashapim dibashav. And therefore, we're not going to be neman the goy. Technically, I'm safe for the Maisa. We find a lot of Gemara's with neman a goy. It says a goy who's a kfeila. In Sadechas, we find that a guy, in Bas V'chala, we find that a guy, the Omuloy Merim Menasayo, that a guy has Namana, so why would a guy not be Naman over here? So he says the reason why over here is because there's a reason why the guy over here wants to tell you that he healed you. He has a, he's a doctor, so I cured you, right? It's good for his business. Being that's good for his business, therefore there's a reason why he's saying it, and therefore that's the reason why we're not going to Samachan Uman over here. And that's the pshat in the second sheet. The Pesach Tshuva being the Bach, the Taz Shach brings down from the Bach. Mioner, Rav is also before Zuli Shach has come to Nischazik. If he did this before his Nischazik, Mitzrap Yochi Shachel Vismechalav, he says that if in the first sheet the Bach says that if they did this before his Nischazik, now you can be Samach. Even though it was before the schazik, now somebody else could be samech on it. On that, in fact, the chavis das and all that chayin, he doesn't understand. If he did it before on somebody else who was not mischazik, so how's it going to work for somebody else who's yes mischazik? So the Bach is saying, if he didn't, it's before his mischazik, right? So he says that he did it for somebody else coming to schazik, therefore somebody else could be samech on it, even if it's mischazik. Why does that work? If that lady wasn't mischazik, so therefore we don't know that she for sure she had a problem. So who said it's mitzad his medical expertise, maybe it was just because it wasn't nischazik. So not if some sefer wants to say a point like this, that's talking about which it was twice. Because machlekes is Rebbe Shulchan Meir once a chazaka, two times or three times. We pass in some things like Rebbe, something like Shulchan Meir. So if you say, it's talking about he had a chazaka twice that it worked, and it happened to her twice, then he healed her. So according to Rebbe, you have a raya. According to Shulchan Meir, you don't have a raya. So being that we have a raya according to some shitas and according to Rebbe would work, and we pass a Rebbe some copies of the things. So Zevait would be Seimach on it to say that it worked, and therefore it's going to be okay. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's a bit serif the fact that this whole thing is a suffix whether it works, right? It's a suffix in the Rishonim. If it's a chazaka, does it work or not? So we have a sickle where a guy in the devil works, because it worked on this other lady, even though she was a muchzik. Plus, it's a suffix, so but see if everything together. Therefore, it's like the Chashuk, and that's the reason why we're going to be in them. And the Chassam Sefer, so she brings down the famous Chassam Sefer, which says that, this is probably my son, Tom will be there soon. Show you that. The Pesach brings down the Chassam Sefer, which says that, if a guy, let's say the doctor did it on a guy, can you bring a raya and say that now we know that that it works or not? Springs the famous Chassam Sefer in Tshuva, which says, famous Chassam Sefer in Tshuva, which says that, said the Chassam Sefer in Tshuva, that you cannot be right from the body of a goy to the body of a yid. It would just be considered a suffik ba'alma. Why is it considered a suffik ba'alma? Because the Gemara brings down that a goy who is the yidin, I mean, a Sinai Paschal Zumasan, goy in each kashim v'mash, and therefore he can't be right from the body of a goy to the body of a yid. And therefore, when we're dealing, therefore, it's not going to be within a suffix. So, go be minor and hechaz nida to take it out of the suffix to make it tar. One is not able to go ahead and be minor, and he can't be right from a goy to the body of a yid. The Chassam Sefer says that doing tests on a goy, you just make it into a suffix, and therefore it cannot be semech on it over here. I once mentioned the story of the person who had AIDS, yeah? Somebody once came to Rav Yashiv and wanted to know, can he use a condom because his daughter's getting married tomorrow? And the husband has AIDS. So they're like, what in the world? Like, why are you marrying a daughter to someone who has AIDS? So the guy said, who said AIDS is dangerous? They just know from the studies of the guys, and there's some safer. So the Yashiv almost like fainted. But, which Stam is a stupid, because some safer makes a suffix, right? Some safer says, he says, copy Lohitzi from a Chazaka, we're going to leave as a Chazaka. Because they said that person died, that person died within a year. He's like, the father, I'm saying, the one who married off his daughter. But I'll go upon him. One of the day you shine used to be of a chain smoker, and they asked him why he's smoking. He said, who says dangerous? He said, FDA. He said, well, they test on Goyim. They came right from Goyim to Jews. I'll go upon him, safe Yamav, he got lung cancer, and he called in his family, and he said, like, you know, he's chaser, and he's worried about maybe thinking Dana Milam Emma says Mohammed Sinavadas is committing suicide. And Vaitech, some stuff just makes it into a soft fake. Have other suffix sakanas chamurim suffix sura. Well, I'm not sure, but chamsev just makes it into a suffix, and therefore, and the masham and tshuva is masham and tshuva. I think zayin is chiluk and chesnayim. Everyone agrees to the chesam sefer, but also chesam sefer says each kashim v'ar mashim. Do nowadays each kashim v'ar mashim? They only kashim. Some do, some don't. You have to know. You have to know whether you do or don't. What? No. Okay, fine. So let's just put it all together. Then I should keep on going. Just go on, right? Yeah, 2 more minutes. Everyone's late to leave. Like about him. So the kids what comes out with. Wow.
It's
a kid that comes in and so the doctors were coming out. Basically, what he sort of double is that. Although the Suga, the Rechaim and Shuva says, and others, and that nowadays is a little different. Because nowadays, Musa of Yilgulia Mishakra Inshi. And a Musa, which is a Yilgulia, a person does not lie. In the old days, they cannot go into the body. Everything was Hashara. And therefore, that's Hashara. Naman, not Naman. There's a Makkah, it's not a Makkah. It's all based on Hashara. And therefore, we could be wherever Yisrael, wherever Goy. Nowadays, where you could just see and look at it, so something which you're able to see and look at, so we're going to say a person's not going to lie because he's going to lose his business. So therefore, they say there's much more of a shtakat to say. As Misav Lugli, it's number. Now, in order if you're going to be similar on that, you should always get it in writing. Anything which is not in writing has no takeif to it. So you say, let's say you go to a regular Friday doctor. He says, there's a Makkah. So number one, the reason not to be number one, because the Friday doctor is Dini Kugoi, they have a swear, they want to find a Makkah because it's good for their business. Also, I was saying that neither would be number one, even though it's most sick, is because it's not good for them. But here it is good for them, right? And they know the sugya very well. And they want to find a Makkah. So because you should always ask for it in writing. When something's in writing, people don't do it. Like somebody at Meister wants to ask for it in writing. I'm like, when you wrote in writing, you were like, ulai. Are you doing a... When you put something in writing, you get sued, you get everything, you know, there's much more take of it to it. But yeah, you smack, And then you put it in writing already. You know, so you always should make sure to... You always should make sure to get it in writing. Okay, maybe a different time where I'll mention more about doctors.